Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt der Shvuas, Peri Gimel, Mishnah Yud Aleph. Shvuas Shav. Person makes a meaningless Shvua, like we learned in Mishnah Ches. He swears to contradict what everyone knows is just not true. Points to a stone pillar and says it's gold. Or he swears about something that's impossible. He says, I swear that all the fruit of the world should be forbidden to me if I didn't see a camel flying in the air. Or he swears to me without la mitzvah, not to take a lulav, not to put on tefillin. Those are all examples of Shavua Shav. Shavua Shav nehegez be'anoshim u'benoshim. Applies to both men and women. B'rechaykim u'bekroivim, to Shavuas concerning both non-kroivim and relatives. Let's say a person swore that a certain man is a woman. That was one of the examples of Shavua Shav that we learned about in Mishnah Ches. Vala ish shehu isha, or vala isha shehi ish. Makes no difference whether this person that he named was related to him or not. And so the Batanur explains it. B'ksheim of B'psula makes no difference. This shvuah is negated to people who are kosher to say Eidus, as well as those that are possible to say Eidus. Bifnei Bezen, Shulai Bifnei Bezen, makes no difference if the shvuah was made in Bezen or out of Bezen. Umipiantzmai, again, provided, like we learned in the previous mission, in regard to shvuah's bitui, that it comes from his own mouth. It's not that someone else said it, unless he answers Amen. Let's say someone came over to him and said, I'm putting the shvuah on you that pole is gold. We know it's wood. And he says, yes, yes. But he doesn't swear himself that it's not a shvuah. It asked me, Mepiatzmai, v'chayavan al-sidoyna makais, he would be chayav b'mezid makais, val shigigasa potter. But over here, there is no chatas for a shvuah shav that is b'shagig. V'aitre zakta mishnah. Achazu v'yachazu. Whether we're talking about a shvuas bitui or a shvuas shav. And we pointed this out earlier already. Batnur made us aware of this. Hamushba mipi acherim, sometimes, even if the shvuah comes from someone else, chayev, he could be chayev. Ketzad, how so? You said before that he's not chayev, unless it's mipi atzme, unless he says it himself. And the answer is as follows. Amar le'achalti ayon. He says, you know, I didn't eat a thing today. Or he says, I didn't put on tefillin today. And he never said the word shvuah. Someone else comes along and says, Mashbiyacha ani, I impose a shvuah on you, va'amar, and he answers, Amen. Then chayiv. He would be chayiv either makis or a karban chatas in the case of shvuas bitui, because saying Amen to a shvuah is like making a shvuah. It shows us how powerful the Amen is when we answer Amen on Yehei Shmei Rabbah, when you answer Amen on a bracha. The Gemara says, Godel ha'ayna Amen yosef and ha'mevarech. When you answer Amen to someone else's bracha, it's like making the bracha even more so. So, in our Mishnah, we learned that a Shavua Shav is both by men and women, Rechaikim Akraivim, non-relatives as well as relatives, whether they're Kashal Eidus or not, makes no difference whether he says it in Bezen or outside of Bezen. If he's Ayver B'mezid, it's Chayiv Makas, B'shagig, he's Potter. If someone else says the Shavua, and he just agrees, he would not be Chayiv, but the answer is Amen. And that's true both for Shavua Shav as well as Shavua Bitu, even though he's not the one that said the word Shavua, he would still be chayiv because answering Amen is like a shvuah.